Module 5, Look for the Road Signs of Faith. Session 1, Follow the Signs to Your Ultimate Destination. Objective, See the road signs of our journey as symbols of our faith. The children's journey of initiation and conversion is taking shape. By now you can imagine the road that leads the children to new life in Christ. The children journey along the road to Christ accompanied by their parents, their companions, and the entire Christian community. And along the way, there are road signs. The signs are very important because they point the children ahead to their destination, life in union with Christ. The signs also tell us something of the Holy One. In this session, we will examine these road signs of our faith. Signs of love. Signs point us to something beyond the immediate. Lunches packed and waiting on the kitchen counter are a sign of a mother's love. Dad sitting in the bleachers through endless hours of ice skating practice is a sign of a father's love. A shoulder bump with a quick glance from a friend in the crowded school hallway is a sign of his support. Signs speak to us in a way that mere words cannot. The lunches packed and sitting on the counter say more than just, "Here is food." You know what those nutritious lunches say. And they say it with even more richness and depth than the words, "I love you." Signs symbolize a deeper reality. The Church's Signs and Symbols. The Church uses sacramental signs to speak of God and God's saving love. The various sacramental signs of the Church symbolize the deep, indescribable, multifaceted dimensions of God's life and love. Like the everyday signs mentioned above, the symbols of the Church point to a reality that is beyond the spoken word. Although the Church doesn't use lunches, bleachers, and bumping, she does use simple, ordinary symbols and gestures like bread, water, and the laying on the hands to signify God's magnificent love. Sacraments are sacred signs. It's very important to clarify that there are very unique and sacred signs in the Church that we all call sacraments. The sacraments are not only signs that point to a deeper reality. Sacraments are signs of God's actual presence. God is present in the sacramental sign. For example, the consecrated bread and wine are not just a sign of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is truly present in the bread that has become the body of Christ and the wine that has become the blood of Christ. However, not all the signs and symbols in the Church are sacraments. Some of the signs and symbols of the Church simply point to the presence of God. For example, a lighted candle reminds us of the light of Christ. But a lighted candle is not Christ. It is not a sacrament. Reading the signs. Our job as catechists is to help the children read the signs of the Church. We help children tune into the signs of God's love that are all around them. Then, we help the children see the connection between the sign and God's presence. Eventually, we lead them to see not only the signs of God's presence, but the real presence of God in the sacraments. When we help children read the Church's sign, we call it liturgical catechesis. We call this reading of the Church's signs and symbols liturgical catechesis because it is primarily the signs, symbols, prayers, and readings of the liturgy that we are leading children to interpret. And, particularly in the rite of Christian initiation of adults, we are leading children to the liturgical celebration of the sacraments. Thus, liturgical catechesis is not only an effective catechetical method for children, it's constitutive to their journey of initiation. These signs along their road to Christ are the liturgical rites of the RCIA. The rites along the road. We've already mentioned the rites of the RCIA many times. The signs and symbol of these rites point the way to Christ. Furthermore, by using the ritual language of sign and symbol, the rites tell us of the mystery of God's love. This is particularly effective for children because we are showing the children, through tangible symbols, the life of God. We show the children the goodness of God through the rites that are along the way. Take, for example, signing children with the rites of the cross, one of the ritual gestures in the rite of acceptance into the order of the catechumens. As part of the rite, the parents, companions, and sponsors mark the child's shoulder with the sign of the cross while the priest says, "We mark your shoulders with the sign of the cross. Be strong with the strength of Christ." RCIA number 268. What a better way to teach a child that Christ will be their strength than to actually put the sign of strength on their shoulders. However, in order for this ritual gesture to make sense to the child, she or he has to have a good idea of who Jesus Christ is and a good idea of what the cross means. This is where liturgical catechism comes in, and this is what we'll talk about in the next two sessions. For now, please turn to Exercise 1 to review the importance of sign and symbol.